In this bulletin, Victoria records 15 new coronavirus cases, but no further deaths. Gladys Berejiklian tells a corruption inquiry she had a close personal relationship with a former MP who's under investigation. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal claims a record-equaling 20th Grand Slam title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has recorded 15 new coronavirus cases, but no further deaths. It comes as the state's Premier Daniel Andrews looks at relaxing some minor restrictions this Sunday. Metropolitan Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average has increased from 9.3 to 9.9, but it's remained steady in regional Victoria at 0.4. Meanwhile, the Victorian Secretary of the Department of Premier and Cabinet, Chris Eccles, has announced his immediate resignation following the release of his phone records to the hotel quarantine inquiry. And New South Wales has reported one locally acquired case, and there are five in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has told a corruption inquiry she was in a close personal relationship with former Liberal MP Darryl Maguire when he was forced to resign from state parliament. The Independent Commission Against Corruption is investigating Mr. Maguire for allegedly misusing his public office in pursuit of his own financial interests. Ms. Berejiklian was forced to appear before the ICAC after it emerged the former Wagga Wagga MP had given her private email address to racing heir and property developer Louise Waterhouse to help her lobby for changes that would benefit their land. She says her close relationship with Mr. Maguire began after the state election in 2015 and she broke it off last month.
At all times, I've given my life to public service. I would never do anything to jeopardise my service to the people of this state. I was always very clear, am always very clear of my responsibilities to the public and have a very clear ability to separate my private life from what I do in the public interest.
President Donald Trump has claimed he's fully recovered from COVID-19 and isn't a transmission risk to others. His physician says the president has taken a test showing he's no longer infectious and there's no evidence of actively replicating virus, but he didn't say directly whether he tested negative. Mr. Trump has told Fox News he no longer has COVID-19, meaning he can return to holding large campaign rallies ahead of next month's presidential election.
And not only that, it seems like I'm immune, so I can go way out of a basement, which I would have done anyway, and which I did, because you have to run a country. You have to get out of the basement, and it looks like I'm immune for, I don't know, maybe a long time, or maybe a short time. It could be a lifetime. Nobody really knows, but I'm immune. So the president is in very good shape.
Meanwhile, Twitter has flagged a tweet by Donald Trump suggesting he has coronavirus immunity as misleading. Italy is preparing to introduce fresh nationwide restrictions in response to a spike in cases. It comes after the country recorded more than 5,000 new daily COVID-19 cases for the first time since March. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce new measures to tackle a growing coronavirus crisis, moving to work more closely with local leaders from England's worst affected areas. Northern England has been particularly hard hit by a new surge in infections that's forced local lockdowns as students return to schools and universities. Britain's Communities Minister, Robert Jenrick, has declined to detail the new measures, saying only that they'll focus on local areas.
We're designing a framework for those places for where the virus is very strong, and there'll be some rules which apply consistently, but then also we're in very productive conversations with local leaders, local directors of public health, to ask them if there are any further measures that they would support which will help to control the virus in their local communities.
To tennis, Rafael Nadal has secured a record-equaling 20th Grand Slam title after beating world number one Novak Djokovic in straight sets in the French Open final. With his 13th triumph at Roland Garros, the Spaniard is now tied with Swiss Roger Federer as the player with the most men's singles major titles. Djokovic says he was outplayed by the 34-year-old in the 6-love, 6-2, 7-5 defeat.
I felt well throughout the entire tournament. I thought I was in a great form and, you know, certainly I could have played better, especially in the first two sets, but, you know, he did, you know, surprise me with the way he was playing and the quality of tennis he was producing and the level, I mean, is phenomenal.
Nadal has only ever lost two matches at the French Open. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 25. Hobart, a possible shower, 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong, much the same, 21. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.